There were times when, on scoreboards at the base of mountains all over the world, the letters DNF, did not finish, seemed permanently attached to Miller USA. But Bodie Miller says despite a recent string of victories that now have him in third place in overall World Cup standings, second place in slalom, not much has changed.
For me, it's really strange because I literally am doing the same things. I'm trying as hard as I've always tried, which is as hard as I can. Skiing as hard as I can, as fast as I can, almost all the time.
That in itself is considered unusual. Most of the 70 or so World Cup skiers in any given race take a more measured approach, going all out when they think they can place, hanging back a little when their more immediate goal is to finish well enough to hang on to the better starting positions. But Miller, or Bodie as everyone calls him, says he makes no such calculations.
It may seem different now, and it may seem like, oh, all of a sudden he's reining things in, and he's all of a sudden accepting the fact that he can't just charge all the time, and, you know, coach is saying my tactics are better, when in reality my skills are better. I'm getting to the point where I can use the same tactics I've always used, only it works now.
Bodie credits his new skis and boots. He says he's stronger than ever. He's actually lost a few pounds. He credits the support of fans and teammates. And while he admits to being tough to coach, he credits his coaches, too. Still, he insists, all results, good or bad, are his own.
Because I've always felt like I was the one responsible for my results, I was the one responsible for my development, for my ability, and for everything, really. I don't let them accept any responsibility for that, and in that way, at the same time, I don't accept their opinion as more than, you know, just something they're going to say. And I do take it for what it's worth. I mean, there have been times when I've really considered what they've said and thought about it. But at the same time, I know for a fact they don't know what it feels like to ski the way that I ski, and they don't know what it feels like to compete the way that I compete.
At 24, Bodie is a recognized master of slalom. He's led the way in the switch to parabolic or shape skis, which have revolutionized the sport. Shape skis are shorter and much wider at the tips and tails than traditional straight skis, enabling a skier to carve tighter, faster radial turns. Shape skis have also introduced a new element of danger to the sport. If a racer loses balance on shape skis, he can veer wildly off course. In December, 22-year-old Swiss racer Silvano Beltrametti was permanently paralyzed when he skied off course in France, crashing clean through a safety net and colliding with a pillar. Bodie's uncle, Mike Kenny, a coach and former professional skier, says no one performs better on the new skis than Bodie.
He's more or less defining new techniques that with the shape ski, it's the actual feel that he's feeling is his and his alone, and I think that's one of the elements that sets him apart from other athletes. He doesn't try to get the technical cues that are the, you know, current status quo from coaches. He really goes on his innate feel for the skis.
Bodie comes from a family of athletes. He credits his mother and uncle as the greatest influences in his life. But Mike Kenny says that although he offers suggestions to Bodie now and then, he knows better than to try and coach him.
When you have athletes like that, which I would consider the super talents, there's talented athletes who work hard to achieve great results, and then there's the super talents. When you have a super talent, their feedback on their own terms, in their own self-confidence, are all they need to excel, and he was one of those athletes.
Uncle Mike says Bodie's flat-out approach to every race has helped Bodie ward off the downward psychological spiral that hurts so many racers.
Imagine if he came at 95% and failed. That's when the damage gets done. I've been there myself, and that's even a more horrendous mistake or unforgivable mistake for an athlete. But when you're going at 100%, you know it's one fraction of an inch over, and you're done, and that's easy to forgive. But if you're at 95%, make a big error and put yourself out of a race or a place or qualifying, then that does mental damage. So I'm saying Bodie has maybe this is a built-in mechanism to be so close to the edge all the time. That's the way he's always skied.
All of which makes for a very exciting racer to watch.
Bodie Miller.
That's a nice measured skiing there for Bodie.
The butterflies have gone.
Yeah.
This is the rhythmical slalom skiing.
Look at skiing.
Has thrilled so many skiers with.
That's measured. That's measured for Bodie.
Still the right side of the clock by just over.
His rhythm's good.
Keeps the
see, he's up the falling. That's what's so key on that pitch. He just knifed that pitch. You see that? He destroyed that pitch.
Now he has to finish within his sights. 135.16 is the target time. Kostelic watches on.
Jesus.
Bodie Miller takes it.
Bodie Miller says the high expectations don't trouble him.
I have an attitude where I'm not afraid to lose at all. I mean, I'm coming into the Olympics with the intention of, you know, going all out. And if I fall, then, you know, I'll accept that as, you know, what I earned, because that's what I'm going to give it is I'm going to give it everything I got. And if everything I got is a crash, then that's all I got.
From his Franconi home, just a few miles from Bodie's, a home with a stunning view of the ski trails carved into Cannon Mountain, the late poet Robert Frost wrote, "What's worth succeeding in is worth failing in." Frost was never much of a skier. Bodie hasn't read a lot of Frost. But both men are enjoying strong reputations for not being afraid to take chances. For NHPR News, I'm Doug MacPherson.